from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tomorrow's cut down day for the Steelers. First, let's take a couple of peeks at some ex-Steelers here, Bob. Somebody objected that I'm wearing a Bills hat today, saying it's bad company policy. I think Ron Cook would agree. I'm sorry, I just felt like wearing it today.
It's fine. You're from Buffalo. This is what happens.
It's autographed by Josh Allen, I see that. Did you see that,
Yeah,
Bob?
I did see that. It's very impressive.
Yes, I think it is very impressive. The first is Chukwuma Okorafor, who unbelievably, now that he's with New England, was flagged 3 times the other day for illegal formation. He's not close enough to the line of scrimmage. So it got to the point, and by the way, this is the guy that the Steelers decided to put a ton of money into, in addition to having Kevin Dotson out of position, in addition to drafting a guard from Illinois who didn't want to play center and putting him at center in front of Ben. But one of their worst moves, in addition to all the others on the offensive line of late, is Chooks putting money into him, Bob. Now, the Patriots have him at left tackle. This was the referee the other night in their preseason game after he did it for the 3rd time.
Illegal formation. Once again, left tackle number 77 was lined up in the backfield. It's a 5-yard
Once again.
There is no score. We'll replay 2nd down.
When you're getting dissed by the referee, that's bad. Let's hear that again. Once again, number 77.
Once again.
Illegal formation. Once again, left tackle number 77 was lined up in the backfield. It's a 5-yard penalty. There is no score. We'll replay 2nd down.
That is incredible.
Once again.
And he was basically kicked off the Steelers by Mike Tomlin, yeah. Right?
And that's when Broderick Jones finally got in.
All right. Next is Juju. And I think this is a very pertinent question here. If he's good enough for the 2-time Super Bowl champions who already know all about him because they've already had him, then why isn't he good enough for a team desperate for another receiver, Bob? He just signed with the Chiefs again.
Yeah, I mean, they've had, he was very good at what he did there, which was possession kind of stuff, get, third down conversions, and that's what he's kind of turned into. They could certainly use that here. Again, I was one of those who didn't think it was necessary to go out and get in his direction. And Kansas City, with Pat Mahomes, a quarterback, can make a lot of guys look better than maybe they are at this stage of their careers. I still would like a better upgrade if they're going to look into wide receiving. And maybe that, who knows what the Ayuk deal is still pending out there. I noticed the Texans, and when we did their game, they have a whole bunch of guys on their roster. They're going to cut some, or they're going to trade some. They may want to knock on that door. They have some talented wide receivers down there in Houston.
Maybe, but I don't know, man. I was against this as recently as a week ago, but when I see the Chiefs would go back to that well, and I know they've got some injuries at receiver, that gives me great pause, because that's the smartest coaching staff in the league and the smartest front office. They have to be. They win the Super Bowl all the time. They are, by definition, the smartest in the league. They want Juju back. Why wouldn't the Steelers? I have to ask that. I mean, he caught 78 of 101 targets 2 years ago. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. Yep, absolutely.
Yes, a lot of them were short, but he also, Bob, I think that's a little bit of a misnomer from his Chiefs career. His average went back up to 12 yards a catch that year. Here, it got down to 8.
But again, a quarterback has a lot to do with that as well. So.
Sure. He does. But man, I thought that might have been a wise move. All right, let's get to the 53-man roster. Limits, why don't you... Oh, let me first ask you what I asked Bob earlier in the show. George Pickens is the best of the players I'm about to say, so let's take him out of the equation. If I told you the Steelers were 2-3-4 receivers for this season would be, I don't know, Van Jefferson, Quez Watkins, and Scotty Miller, or Antonio Brown in whatever state he's in right now, and I mean mentally and physically, Martavis Bryant, who caught a touchdown pass the other night, and Juju. If those were your 2-3-4 right now instead of what you actually have at 2-3-4, which one would you go for?
So we're accounting Roman Wilson being hurt, correct?
Yeah.
Then I would rather have Antonio Brown, Martavis Bryant, and Juju.
So would I, Bob.
So would I. I mean, I'm not going to lie about that one.
I said earlier that I'd rather have the other crew with Roman Wilson included, but with it, but I'm very high on him. Without Roman Wilson included, yes. A, because I think Martavis Bryant can still be okay. I don't think Juju's any good anymore, but he's better than Quez Watkins. He's better than Scotty Miller.
I think what Antonio Brown did that year in New England, and it was obviously glossed over by his insanity that year, was one of the most remarkable things I've ever seen in sports. He got cut here. Then he showed up to Oakland with burnt feet, right? Or whatever
those are. Cryotherapy.
Frozen feet. Yeah.
Frozen feet.
Freezer burns on his feet. And he didn't play there at all. And then he shows up. He shows up in the middle of the season in New England. And the week that he showed up, he was Tom Brady's best guy. And I think he caught one or two touchdowns that week. It was incredible. And then he got cut by them. I can't believe he did that, Bob. And I'm convinced if you brought Antonio Brown in right now, he would be their second best receiver. He just, that's what he does.
Yeah, they definitely need help there. I don't disrespect what those guys have worked in this
training
camp.
I'm not advocating that, by the way. It's just a theoretical exercise.
Okay, let's get into the roster now. 53. That's a lot more cuts that have to be made. They made 8 already today. They got a lot more to do.
That's your job. It's you against Ray Fittipaldo. You say who you have at are you doing it by position?
We can do it by position.
Let's do it by position. You say who you have. And then I'll say who Ray has, and then we'll give a grade to that and see what we think. It'll be very very open-ended, sort of freelance, and sort of riffing like a guitar player. Are you ready?
I'm ready, and I just tweeted out my thread on Twitter as well, or X as we call it, for people that want to follow along. Offense quarterback Russell Wilson as the starter, Justin Fields, and Kyle Allen.
Ray Fittipaldo agrees with every syllable you just uttered. I think this is obviously a major question mark, although I remain confident in Russell Wilson. And I think it's going to be his job unless 2-3-4 games, 5 games in, he's horrible. I think it's going to take way more than what it took for Mitch Trubisky to lose his job to Pickett a couple of years ago. That's my opinion, Bob. I give their quarterback room because I like Wilson. I have to give it a B. But I know most other people wouldn't.
I think I'd give it a C just because it is what it is. Until we see otherwise, a lot of people who are in positions of analyzing quarterback play will say that both of those guys were available for a reason. So I want to see much more than that. And hopefully if they do, they'll be okay and competitive all season long. So,
thank you, Mr. P. Running backs.
Najee Harris, Jaylen Warren, Cordero, Patterson.
Ray Fittipaldo agrees with every syllable you just uttered. Bob, Jaylen Warren says he's going to play in the opener. By the way, I give this room an A-. I don't know how many teams have a better 1-2 punch, and maybe even 3 with Cordero Patterson, although I don't know how that run the other day translates into a real game against real players. I don't know what he has left. We'll see. I give this room an A-. You?
Yeah, I think it's one of their strengths, no doubt about it. And I think Patterson, he did a lot of running down there in Atlanta, not just on kick returns. They utilized him in the run game and the pass game, so I still think he has something to offer there. May not be as visible compared to the first two, but that's a pretty deep room there, so I would expect an A kind of performance all season long from them.
And I like LaMichael Perine, I might add, Bob.
Yeah, but he'll be a practice squad guy.
I know.
There's no room.
I like him. That's all.
I thought Edwards was pretty good, too, and they cut him already.
Yeah.
Yeah, they cut him today.
I wonder. Cordero Patterson remains a question, and then Jaylen Warren says he'll be ready for the opener. I hope he's right. All right, Mr. P.
It gets an A. Now, wide receiver is where things get a little bit tricky.
Yes, they do.
George Pickens, Van Jefferson, Calvin Austin, healthy Roman Wilson. Final wide receiver, Dez Fitzpatrick makes the roster. 5 wide receivers are kept.
He has one extra. He has Scotty Miller. Bob, what do you say about that?
In addition to Des Fitzpatrick, because I think Des Fitzpatrick has earned it.
Ray says keep six. Mr. P says keep five.
Well, it would just depend on where.
There's Mr. P again.
I really think that six is where they're going to go. And so I would agree with Ray here. I think they're going to, they like Scotty Miller that role.
Yeah. What role?
He could be utilized once in a while with, you know, on third down situations if they do dress him. And he may not dress a lot. But I think they're going to go
over the middle.
This is a disaster. This room gets a C.
The reason they're going with six is because they don't have enough in the number two guy. So they got to have a whole bunch of guys available just in case.
I like George Pickens a lot. I think he's going to be good, maybe great. But the room overall, I have to give it a C, maybe. Although I think there could be some changes here with other teams' cuts.
Yeah.
I'll give it a C. How about you?
That is still a work in progress at this point, a C minus.
C minus is where I fall as well. I have a separate category for fullback / tight end for Connor Hayward. And tight end, I have Pat Freiermuth, Darnell Washington, and Michael Pruitt.
Right, everybody. Ray has that too. What about the...
Rodney Williams just because of his special teams. I would stick him there ahead of Pruitt.
What about the fullback? Coletto? Is that his name?
Yeah, but he's not going to do it just because they have too many people tied up. Hayward can do
team.
That.
I want a fullback. Well, there's some very good running teams in the NFL.
And Arthur Smith has utilized that down in Atlanta.
So I'm going to predict the fullback makes the club limits. You say no?
I would like to see it, but I think they value Connor Hayward as their fullback.
Yeah, I think so.
See, I would value a traditional blocking fullback. They're still out there. Teams like Baltimore and San Francisco, who, if the Steelers want to get and be the type of team that they say they want to be, those should be your role models. Physical, pounding, running teams. Why wouldn't you have a fullback?
You're talking Vontae Leach or Juszczyk, that type of player. But is Coletto that guy? Have we seen him?
I think Coletto's going to be on the team, Bob.
I think he'll be on the practice squad.
I think practice squad as well.
I think you're both wrong. Next.
Offensive line, the tackles. Dan Moore, Broderick Jones, Troy Faltanu, Dylan Cook as the offensive tackle.
Dylan Cook is on the, isn't he on the injured list? I thought he just got injured.
Yeah, we don't have to go through the whole offensive line, but let's rate the offensive line and give it a grade. The offensive line room, Bob, to me right now gets a C- until I see differently. We got a lot of youth, a lot of injury, and a
lack of depth.
Lack of depth and just a flat out question mark on the field in Broderick Jones. Until I see differently, C minus. You?
I would have to agree with that. Again, they drafted these guys to be left tackles. That's what their position. Back to back years, their first pick is a left tackle, and both of them are lined up at right tackle. Which, you know, again, if you watch Dan Moore throughout the course of the preseason, he's been good. There's nothing that he hasn't done that makes you think, wow, he's been terrible. It's been Broderick Jones on the other side. But are they hurting both positions by not utilizing some of their, you know, high-end draft material on the left side? I don't know. So, C minus.
Mr. P?
C. Got to see more from the younger guys, just partly because of inexperience and youth.
Next, we'll go to the defense.
Defensive line. Cam Hayward, DeMarvin Leal, Keanu Benton, Montrevis Adams, Larry Ogunjobi, Dean Lowry, and I think Logan Lee makes it.
What about Loudermilk?
No Loudermilk. I think he gets cut.
Ooh.
I think Loudermilk is cut. That's the surprise cut of camp.
I don't. I think Lowry, even though he signed a 2-year deal, may get cut, and I think they like Loudermilk and what he's done. What does Ray say?
Ray says 7 defensive linemen. He has all of the above in there, including Lowry and Loudermilk. I would rate this room. I really like... Listen.
So he doesn't have Logan Lee listed then. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's the difference. I have Lee. He has Logan
Lee. Lee's a practice squad guy for me.
Ray says the odd man out is Logan Lee, who didn't play well in the preseason final due to an injury. Lee had a good camp, and if he were healthy, he might have bumped Loudermilk off the roster.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There it is, our little city limits, Bob. Are you proud?
So proud.
This is a tough grade for me. If Cam Hayward's healthy and good, you know, it's an A defensive line. With him, Ogunjobi, and Keanu Benton, it's an A starting group. Although I'm not, you know, Ogunjobi has underachieved. But, man, I think Benton's going to be a star. However, it's an F for depth, so I'm giving it a C to start out.
I'm giving it an A minus. I think it's going to be one of their strengths of their team.
What do you like about their depth? Tell me what you like beyond the three starters.
I'm more of a believer in those guys than you think. I think Montrevious Adams has proven to be a really good contributor. He's a guy who, when you put him in there, he always delivers something, whether it's tip passes, pressures, tackles, whatever. He's good at it. I like Loudermilk, and I like Leal. Both guys took last year's disappointment and turned it into something they worked on over the offseason and into the preseason, and I think both of them deserve where they are.
I think they're both borderline busts, and until I see them do something in an actual regular season game, I'm not convinced at all. And I think this is the biggest worry on the entire team, because I think championships are won along that defensive front.
Of the entire
team.
You're going to worry more about them than you are
depth.
The offensive line depth?
Depth.
Yes, I'm asking.
Yes.
No.
Leal, no, Adams, Lowry, and Loudermilk.
Will you tell me who the depth on the offensive line is?
You have one starter who's injured even when he's healthy, and that's Ogunjobi, and the other guy's coming off surgery and is, what, 35?
Okay, but
you
I expect
on that defensive line, because you're going to face some punishing.
What about the offensive line? What about the offensive line?
I didn't say the offensive line doesn't have depth problems.
You said it was the most concerning position to you was defensive line. And that assumes
Defensive line depth is the biggest concern area on the team. The depth on the defensive line.
And I'm challenging you to tell me what you like about the offensive line depth that makes you think they're better off than the defensive line depth.
So if I say that I don't like it very much at all, if I say I think the biggest worry is defensive line depth, that doesn't mean I have no other worries. It just means that's the biggest one. The offensive line depth, obviously, is also a problem, and so is the cornerback depth. But I think Mason McCormick's going to be a good player. We'll see if Dan Moore is coming off the bench or a starter. I like whoever the first tackle is off the bench is presumably a good player. I don't think Spencer Anderson's a horrible player. I don't know.
I don't know, and that's the problem.
Yeah.
At least I do know about Leal and Loudermilk. They've been around, and I trust what they've done.
Yeah, they both stink. I know. The problem is the devil you know versus the one you don't know.
Right.
I'll go with the one
I don't know.
Limits? What's your grade?
I think they get a B. I actually like the defensive line that they have constructed, partly because I think Keanu Benton's going to be very, very good this year. He's going to make that big jump in this second year.
No, I want to be clear. Keanu Benton is a breakthrough star.
Yes.
I want to be very clear about that. And if Cam Hayward regains his form, as I already said, the starting group is an A. That's a big if to me, though.
Leal, I think, was good in the preseason, but again, it's preseason, can't judge too much. Dean Lowry, I think, is somebody who might be a decent piece, not obviously a starter if he has to be plugged into that situation, but I think is a decent piece. Also, reports out of Steelers camp is that Roman Wilson did some light work today for the first time.
By the way, I wouldn't be surprised if they pick up a veteran defensive lineman.
Yeah, they have a lot of things they need to pick up, I think. You just never know.
What did you give the defensive line then overall?
An A-.
Holy bird follicles.
I like it.
Yeah. All right. I give him a C for now. What did I say? C, right?
You said C, C minus.
C minus, yeah.
Outside linebacker?
Outside linebacker.
TJ Watt, Alex Highsmith, Nick Herbig, and then the fourth spot is up for grabs. Jeremiah Moon from the Ravens last year is who I had as the final one. It would have been golden if he stuck around but decided to retire after 8 or 9 days.
I mean, those three are an A+. That's the best position on the team. Bob.
You think that's the best position on the team?
Outside linebacker?
Yeah, I'm asking.
Yes, what do you think is?
Oh, I thought you said inside linebacker.
No.
Which is better, but not as, the outside linebacker is obviously the number one issue because they are number one strength because they have depth behind it. I think Nick Herbig is going to prove to be a better player. He will make everyone around him better in the sense that he will take snaps that in the course of 17 games that will help both Highsmith and Watt. So last year they took like 85% of them. This year they can maybe say 80% and still as a group be as effective.
That makes it the A plus, I guess, but it's an A. No matter they could have T.J. Watt, Alex Highsmith, and Adam Crowley, and I'm giving that group an A. Because T.J. Watt might be the best player in all of football.
They won't trade him, but it makes Alex Highsmith expendable. When you have a guy like Nick Herbig, who's young,
be
cheap,
careful what you wish for there, because if there's an injury, then all of a sudden they're challenged again. I don't know if I'd do that.
And I don't think I would, but I want to see Nick Herbig on the field. I think he's going to be one of the
best.
You got
to get him up to 15, 20 snaps.
Well, he's got to play 20.
I think they will, but I also think you want to have the depth there to make sure that, T.J. Watt's been injured before. Things happen. You need depth over the course of a long season.
So. Inside linebacker, Patrick Queen, Landon Roberts, Peyton Wilson. I think Mark Robinson makes it, as well as Tyler Medakevich, to go five inside linebackers.
That's exactly what Ray Fittipaldo said. You two are copying each other. Cole Holcomb remains on the PUP, won't be ready for the start of the season. This group is very interesting. Peyton Wilson didn't get very good grades for the preseason from our friends at Pro Football Focus, and I know how much you hate them, Bob. But
I don't hate them.
I'm not convinced. Oh, maybe I was confusing you with Ron, and I apologize for that.
I appreciate their work. I don't agree with a lot of it sometimes, but that's normal.
I give this group probably a B right now, and I'm waiting on Patrick Queen to see if he's an all-pro without Roquan Smith. I think that's a fair ask or a fair questioning, wondering. Do you, Bob?
Yes, I think it's fair, and I agree with your grade. Absolutely, I do.
Thank you, Bob.
You're welcome.
P?
I agree with you. I don't agree with Mr. P. Mr. P, if you're bringing Mr. P back, we're going to have a long conversation here. I'll leave it at that.
Bob, is there any validation to me bringing Mr. P back? I can't even remember. For the school, Austin. His name is Austin. Austin P.
Austin
is the
P.
school, and then
right.
That became Mr. P.
You've created this persona and phenomenon where referees at the high school football game on Saturday are like, City Limits, hello!
I told you that would happen.
That's
Lanny Fratteri said, tell Starkey you need to go by your real name as you advance your career. No. Go ask Donnie Football. Nobody even knows Donnie Football's name.
They also know Donnie is his first name.
Right, and your first name is Austin.
Do they know that, though?
Your last name is City Limits.
It is not.
Trust me, stick with it.
I'm going to stick with it as a side name.
Yeah.
I want everybody to know me as Austin Bechtold, City Limits.
There you go.
You know?
Austin Bechtold, City Limits.
There you
in
go.
Quotes, because people at the games ask Horse, Joe Kopp. He had referees come up to him, Bob, after Youth League football games. They'd stick out their hands.
The power of Joe Starkey.
They'd say hi, Horse, to him.
Get off your high horse, Horse.
What's next?
Cornerbacks. Joey Porter Jr., Dante Jackson, Beanie Bishop, Corey Trice, Darius Rush. I don't know about Rush as the final corner, but.
I think they have to take him, and that's why I think that's probably their biggest defensive depth issue on the whole team.
Ray has basically the same. I don't know. There's too many people to look up. But he said they'll likely add a defensive back or two via the waiver wire or a trade, given the lack of experience at slot corner.
Patrick Peterson may be available still at the slot corner.
This is troublesome. This is quite troublesome when you mix it in with the defensive line depth.
Right.
They're going to get picked on. I mean, I love what I saw and heard and read of Beanie Bishop. But if you don't think on third and eight, that people like Joe Burrow and Lamar and whoever Kirk Cousins are going to be circling that thing, that area, I mean.
Sure, and you should.
Slot corner.
It's going to be tested no matter who's there.
Then you're crazy. And I think a lot of people are assuming Dante Jackson is good. Do we know that?
No.
Well, he's a veteran, and he's at least somebody they could put out there, and he's had a high level of success for a small period of time, but then – not so much of late, which is why Carolina wanted to get rid of him.
Yeah. So, like I said, a lot of people are assuming he's good. Are we sure of that? I'm not.
We're going to find out.
We also have a Corey Trice update from our buddy Nick Faribault.
Nick, he got injured, right?
I don't believe we've ever spoken before. You're a recent graduate of Slippery Rock. Am I right about that? No.
Trice said that his groin injury is just a little bit of tightness, and he anticipates being back for week one.
Okay. But see, I knew there was something that took him out of the game the other day, and that worried me concerning what he's had in the past.
I do like him, but again, you're taking an undrafted kid, tiny player out of West Virginia, and then a kid who's never played before in a real NFL game. You don't think they're going to be targets frequently? I mean, that's a worrisome position, Bob. I may even agree with you that may be more worrisome than the defensive line, the corner depth. That's just not good. Maybe they know something we don't. Maybe they'll pick up a veteran or two.
Well, hopefully Trice is okay and in there and playing the way I think he's capable, because that's a good 1-2 tandem.
But again, even so, I have no idea what he's capable of, though. He's never played.
No, I know. That's
he was a guy that nobody wanted either in the drafts, and he was hurt.
Mostly because of injuries.
Which he then tore up his knee.
Twice. It is concerning.
It's beyond concerning, Bob. Justin Herbert awaits. Dak Prescott awaits. Aaron Rodgers, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, Jalen Hurts, Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow again. This is worrisome.
But they got a lot of luck last year in that they missed some of those high-quality guys.
They do every year. They get a little bit of luck by missing some of those quarterbacks.
Here's the other thing. Last year, their offensive line pretty much went through the whole season, not many major injuries, just nagging injuries. That can change. And if it does, it really does bring into focus just the lack of, you know, reserve power they have. They have some unproven guys. Can they prove it? Sure. Mason McCormick can be very good maybe one day. I don't know if you could throw him right in and expect that now if he has to.
P, what else you got?
Safety. Safeties. Micah Fitzpatrick, Sean Elliott, Miles Kilbrew, Monte Kazer.
I'm fine with that.
That's
Micah's
fine
a star
too.
And the rest of them is hopefully good enough.
They need Fitzpatrick, who went last year with no major plays, to get back to what he was, which is just roaming out their center field so they can accentuate what he does best.
Well, yeah, you don't have an 80-year-old roaming out there with him. Hopefully he'll be freed up to play his position, which is center field. And then the specialists, I give them an A-, the safeties. You?
Yeah, it's a good grade. It's a strength.
Thank you, Bob.
I think they're a B. I'm a little bit worried about Elliott back there. I don't think he's all that great, but paired with Minka, will probably look better than he did in Baltimore.
And don't forget, Cam Sutton's coming along after 8 games at corner.
Yeah, but he was
at
so
corner,
bad.
At corner,
he was so bad
safety.
At Detroit last
that's
year.
That's because he played a position he was at times their number one corner, and that's just not what he is. Here, that could be
true. He can certainly be a better option what they have right now.
He may play a little safety. Lastly, the specialists. Who you got, P?
Chris Boswell's your kicker. Cameron Johnston's your punter. Christian Kuntz is your long snapper. Calvin Austin is your punt returner. Cordarrelle Patterson is your kick returner. Cam Sutton on the suspended list. Cole Holcomb, IR designated to return, and think they add 2 guys, and a couple guys get cut off once everybody
is
cut.
Where does Cole Holcomb come in on this?
I had him on the IR that's designated to return and could be back later this season.
I thought we were talking specialists here.
I'm not sure who are their gunners on. I mean, they've been trying to replace people.
We can't sink to that level, Bob.
Okay, I'm just saying.
The gunners are limits. Are we going to analyze the gunners here?
No, I didn't say anything about the gunners.
Bob did. Who are the gunners going to be?
They've been trying to replace, like, Miles Boykin was really good at it. He's not here. Even James Pierre, when he had an opportunity to do it, he was okay with it.
James Michener could be their next gunner, Bob. Did you ever read any of his books?
By the way, do you like the dynamic kickoff?
No, I hate it, but I'm willing to see what happens in the regular season when they play it differently.
Yeah, but I think it's a one and done. I think they'll probably change it at the end of the year.
But there's potential. I keep thinking it just looks like one line of defense, and if you break that line, you're gone. Now, nobody broke it in the preseason, really, although the guy from Detroit kind of did the other day, because I don't think they want to show anything yet. Their specialists, Boswell and Johnston, I don't know that anybody has a better, maybe Baltimore has a better 1-2 punch than that, potentially. Do you, Bob?
I think Kansas City does.
Yeah?
They brought in, who is the guy from Buffalo, who the punter, and he's been great. What's his name?
I don't remember.
The guy who got into trouble?
Matt Arise.
Yeah, Matt Arise. He's a guy who can hit the, I mean, he's been terrific, and then you put him with their kicker, that's a pretty good 1-2 punch right there.
All right. Overall, I mean, it's probably, I think, the third or fourth best roster in the division. Would you guys agree with? Let's talk about that next. Let's put it into perspective here. First, 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Fan weather, I'm going to get to in just a moment. We'll talk about that next. We'll set up Mitch Keller tonight. We've got a lot of things going on here. The Chevy Summer Drive continues at Sun Chevrolet, up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms, conditions at sunchevy.com. High of 88 today with cloudy skies. Am I on the wrong hour here, Limits?
Yes, Joe. You got some things to make up here.
No, I don't. I read everything.
No.
Oh, crap. Yes, I did. No, I didn't. All right, let's go to something good here. Well, let's go to the Good Feet Stores. How's that, Limitless Wonder? Or as you prefer, Mr. P.
No, I do not. Wonderful.
You do not prefer that. I'm discombobulated now. Bob did that by bringing up the Gunners. I didn't think we were going to. Can you believe that that happened? He brought up the Gunner situation?
You know, there's a lot of things that surprise me about this show that's up there right near the top.
It really is. Listen. The joints of my big toes, I had pain for years.
Oh, my
playing
God.
Playing basketball, playing...
Help me!
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.